listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. A boy who suffered severe burns in a house fire in Geraldton has died. He was one of four children who received burns after the blaze in Mount Tarcoola last Thursday. Two others remain in a critical condition in hospital while the fourth child has been released. Police continue to investigate the cause of the blaze. Shoplifting is on the rise in Geraldton. Figures from WA Police show there were 234 offences from January to March this year, a 123% rise on last year. It follows a decision from a recent store owner banning children from entering the store without an adult after 6 p.m. Telstra will continue to review whether further maintenance is needed on its Geraldton building. It comes after thousands were left without internet and poor connections from Wednesday to Friday last week. It's understood a water leak in the building damaged its NBN equipment. A woman from Morawa has faced court accused of stealing firearms. The 35-year-old pleaded not guilty over the alleged incident, which happened sometime in later March. She's set to appear in court again in August. A program from the Peak Body representing farmers aims to give women a leg up into leadership positions in agriculture. 12 women will participate in the National Farmers Federation's Diversity in Agriculture Leadership Program this year. Manager of the program, Christy Barber, says alumni have gone on to have success in the industry.
In 2021, we had Tracy Sullivan from Broome, actually, who came through the program, and she's just wrapped up as president of the Australian Cattle Veterinarians.
Amanda Mouin from the Wheat Belt is part of this year's cohort. It's a big round in the Geraldton netball tonight. Pumas are coming off a tough loss last week when they play the Lightning at 6:30. Then the undefeated Aztecs face the Casuals at 8. Get down to the Geraldton Netball Association to catch all the action. Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.